From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
January 6th was not some unexpected radical break from his normal law-abiding and peaceful disposition. This was his state of mind. This was his essential MO.
After 3 days of evidence, Representative Jamie Raskin delivered the closing remarks for the case against Donald Trump.
How can we assure that our commander-in-chief will protect, preserve, and defend us and our Constitution if we don't hold a president accountable in a circumstance like this? What is impeachable conduct if not this?
In presentation, the second impeachment trial of the former president has been much different from the first. The showing of previously unreleased video of the Capitol Hill insurrection shocked many in the US. But as the defense now stands up in the chamber, have the Democrats done enough to persuade Republicans to convict their own president? They need 17 to make that happen. From Washington, I'm joined by Julie Grace Brufke, who's the Capitol reporter for The Hill. Julie Grace, we've had 3 days of emotive evidence from the Democrats, backed up by those powerful videos of the riots. What can we expect from the Trump defense?
I mean, I think it's going to be pretty short. I think they're going to try and kind of counter some of the points, but I think that they're largely going to kind of try and make the constitutional argument that that the case is invalid, that there isn't really any solid proof that he incited this riot. More so than defending the president's character, I think there's going to be more of a, this isn't the jurisdiction that this falls under for taking action. That should be the Justice Department.
And in a sense, I guess it feels like they might have quite an easy job because they need to pull 17 Republicans over in order to convict President Trump. And it doesn't appear, basically from the very beginning, that that was ever going to happen.
Now, it seems like, yeah, from that, I think a lot of decisions were made before this trial even started, but I think there are some senators that have been pretty impacted, and I think pretty much all of them have said that Democrats have laid out a pretty compelling case with the evidence they've shown, with the videos that have been shown, with some of this unseen evidence that they've laid out there. So I do think Senator Cassidy, a couple others have maybe shifted their position, but so the ultimate vote's probably going to be Saturday, Sunday, possibly Monday. So whether he gets acquitted, I think it's probably things are kind of leaning that way. But I definitely think some minds have shifted throughout the case as the trials moved on.
Yeah, those videos that they put out, the unreleased security footage, that's being played to those senators in that chamber where all of this happened. That must have been very confronting, probably quite traumatic, actually, for a lot of the senators looking at that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was one, you can definitely see just from the footage of Mitt Romney on the floor that was shown on C-SPAN of when that one police officer kind of saved him as he was walking towards these rioters. And I mean, you could kind of see the look on his face and him nodding. I think a lot of people were it's very disturbing footage. I mean, seeing these police officers being pepper sprayed and abused by these insurrectionists. And I mean, just the video of that woman being shot as she tried to climb into the House chamber. I mean, I think these are very jarring images. And it's honestly kind of hard to watch, especially if you were there. So I think it's definitely a more emotional trial than the first impeachment was. And I think it's definitely having an impact on a lot of these members.
And I wonder if that impact is what this is all about, because the Democrats had that uphill struggle. They knew that they probably weren't going to get the majority here. But these videos have now been played out in millions of homes across the United States. This seems to be what people are talking about. I mean, if Donald Trump had possibly been planning to run in 2024, does that make this less likely?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely being tried in the court of public opinion right now. I think that, Democrats have done a very, they've been very effective in showing that he's, this rhetoric that he's used, that he's incited violence in the past and failed to condemn it in the past, and use videos from over the years of him kind of failing to condemn the riot in Charlottesville and other instances of him kind of riling up people over the course of the past few months following the election. So I think that it's going to be harder for him. I think Trump's base still likes Trump, but I think as far as suburban swing voters that you kind of need to put you over the edge, I think he's lost a lot of his popularity there. And I think it's kind of the entire Republican Party is kind of at a crossroads right now on where to head post the 6th, which is definitely something that they're grappling with.
And there has been a few questions about how Republican senators themselves have behaved during this impeachment. Some of them allegedly didn't turn up for one of the days. Others have apparently been meeting with Mr. Trump's defense team. Are there questions to answer there?
Yeah, I guess you've definitely seen a few of them that have kind of been nodding off, not paying attention. I think they've been pretty heavily criticized for that. And then there have definitely been some House members and a couple of the senators there that have met with Trump's legal team. And I think that pretty much across the board, all the Republicans said the initial case laid out by Trump's legal team was bad. I mean, they didn't think it was effective. They didn't think it was coherent. They thought it was kind of overall completely ineffective, and the messaging that they were trying to convey just wasn't resonating with senators. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how, if that improves today, but that kind of still remains to be seen. But ultimately, I think from lawmakers I've talked to, nobody's been particularly impressed by his legal team.
Are those lawmakers you've spoken to glad that this is going to be over fairly quickly, I think?
Yeah, I mean, I think both sides are kind of ready to put it behind them. I think that overall, it's sad for the country. I think it was a moment that made the country look weak, and Democrats kind of laid out that case on the world stage, everything that happened on the 6th. I mean, it's sad, disappointing to see a country that's supposed to be a world power for something like that to happen so easily is, I think, really been sad for a lot of people. And I mean, around here still, there's fencing still up. You still have the National Guard here. So I think emotions are still kind of running high in Washington. I mean, the other, during impeachment last go around, it was a months-long process, and then this should be done by early next week. But I mean, given how emotional the situation is, I think people, I mean, they're still going to have to do the reports and investigations on how the entire 6 happened, security failures there. So I don't think that's going away, but I think people are ready to kind of start to kick off that process and kind of put some of this behind them to be able to have the country hopefully unify and be able to move on.
Go back to the normal world where the normal politics happens.
Exactly. Back to the petty drama of the Capitol. Legislating.
And that's The Leader. This podcast is back on Monday at 4 p.m.